Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Prepare his heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Have your way. Have your way here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, I would like for you to open up to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. And the word of God says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Also in Psalms 37, verse 37, 4 and 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall give, and he shall bring it to pass." This is the word of God. Excuse me, for the people of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, amen, I just pray for men with me as we bring forth the word of God tonight. We want to talk about your call by God's grace. Your call by God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we give God all the glory and the praise and the honor for it. Hallelujah. As we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God because he is a merciful God. He's a good God. He woke us up this morning. It wasn't an alarm clock, but it was the hand of God that reached down and touched our life. So being alive in 2023, being alive to do the assignment that God has tailor-made especially for you to do, it is a blessing in itself. Hallelujah. We need him. We need him like the breath that we breathe. We need him to direct our footsteps. We need him to keep us. Because the Bible says without him, we can't do nothing. So we got to look on to the hills from which comes our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, with God, availability matters more than ability. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening at a later date. this is something that I would recommend for you to consider. With God, as a child of God, availability matters more than your ability. Again, Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When we talk about trusting, when we're talking about relying upon, trust God, not the flesh, not the own the flesh, but trust him. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that believes the best in us, the best you. That's what he wants in 2023. So we got to allow him to step in. We have to allow him to mold us, to strip us, to make us, mold us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about your call by God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. When we look at grace, grace is defined as the basic for the Christian faith. God's grace is defined as undeserving favor. Beloved, grace cannot be earned. Grace is something that is given. It's given by God himself. Yes, beloved, grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Now, that's something that you should always remember. That's something that you should meditate on. Grace, God's grace, is God's riches at Christ's expenses. Mercy is God withholding punishment that we do deserve. As the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we can't go around thinking that we're better than anybody else. Because in our human flesh, we are subject to sin. In our wickedness, in our shortcomings, in our miss the mark, so to speak, we are under God's mercy and under God's grace. So, beloved child of God, God saved you from the bondage of sin, and he saved you for a reason. So you cannot have, you can have eternal life and be an example of his amazing grace. So the word of God says here in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. Also remember and have professed or confessed a good confession before many, many witnesses. Here, the Apostle Paul is encouraging Timothy, a young preacher. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. God have called us, each and every believer of Christ, each and every follower of Christ, each and every one that came to the realization of realizing that they needed help on a spiritual basis, realizing that they needed God to step in. Hallelujah. And turn things around, put our foot on solid ground. So here, Apostle Paul is encouraging Timothy. He said, fight the good fight of faith. lot of times we as believers in Christ, the reason why we are defeated on a daily basis, because we don't show up. We don't show up in the fight. You have to fight the good fight of faith. Word of God says that the devil, which is the enemy of our soul, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we are thankful and grateful for John 10:10. It says, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is not the time but the season to back up. Hallelujah. This is the time to be determined to go forward in the things of God. This is the time to put on the whole armor of God, that we may withstand the wiles of the devil, his schemes, his trickery. Hallelujah. God have called you by his amazing grace. Beloved, the best way that we can honor, the best way that we can honor and be an example of the amazing grace that God have shown us is to do just that, to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Yes, believe in Christ, as a servant of God, you ought to act out. You ought to act out of righteousness with godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness towards all people. Where it says in Romans 5, verse 8, but God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. People of God, the Lord, as we know, is both faithful and just, which means that he is fair all the way across the board. Yes, he is. You see, God saved us so that through our example, others would see his grace and come to him in order to be saved. Yes, beloved, if we are going to go out into the world today and be that example of God's amazing grace, God does not want us to move deceptively, but he wants us to move justly, graciously, mercifully, and with patience. Let your actions set the tone in life in 2023. You are called by God's amazing grace. Yes, believer in Christ, your action will set the tone for the example that we set of God's amazing grace. Beloved, instead of us tearing one another down or burdening one another, we ought to do what the Bible says in Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 13. It says, but exalt one another, which it is, while it is called today, the head clause of the verse. Child of God, you should always be seeking to help one another rather than to tear down or to place a yoke around the neck of someone that you would not be able to bear yourself. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date. child of God, you should always be seeking to help one another rather than to tear down or to place a yoke around the neck of somebody that you would not be able to bear yourself. Believer in Christ, a good support system will always keep you lifted up. When times are good, and will certainly do the same when times are rough. A support system is needed. A prayer partner is essential. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, belonging to a local church, a community that is believing the same, that is praying the same way, that is believing the same thing, that is doing it in faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to edify. We are called to uplift each other, especially when one is in the wrong or when one may be down in the spirit. People of God, we should help the one who may have wandered from the truth. Bible says here in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 19, it says, brethren, if any of you do ever wander from the truth, and one turn him back, you will have saved a soul from death. Eternal death. Yes, believer in Christ, the Lord has saved you so that his pattern of long-suffering, of grace, and mercy can be seen through you. Yes, beloved, the best way that we can be the example of God's amazing grace and mercy is by sharing it and being that grace to those that are around us. So child of God, cherish, honor, and respect the Lord's grace. When you move in his grace on a daily basis, you are called by God's amazing grace. That grace that surpasses all understanding. That grace that is molding you, keeping you, stretching you. God's grace, when applied to your life, as you move out in faith, he will help you to endure whatever comes your way. He will lead and guide you by his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Yes, beloved, grace is the unmerited favor of God, which works powerfully on the mind and on the heart in order to change lives. People of God, no one is so good that they do not need the grace of God, the grace of the gospel message, nor so bad that they cannot receive the grace that God provides. Yes, believers in Christ, the gospel, the salvation message. Hallelujah. It gives you a pair. It's like giving you a pair of spectacle glasses through which you cannot review, which you can review your own life and see how God has prepared you and shaped you, even through your own failures, and sin in order for you to become a vessel of his grace in the world that you live in. Yes, it's God's amazing grace. That grace of God that is helping to keep you. The grace of God that is taking you places that you only dreamed of. The grace of God. God is a keeper if you want to be kept. God sits high, but he looks low. He is the great I am. All power is in his hands. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So believer in Christ, God do not love you because you are servable. God loves you simply because he loves you. He created you. God, this is a love, the only kind of love you can ever be secure in. Yes, the love of God have kept us. The love of God have allowed us by his grace to still be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. So people of God, we are reminded of what Romans 3, verse 23 says. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we as human beings cannot think of ourselves better than anybody else. Hallelujah. Because it's only by God's amazing grace after the fall of man that sin entered into this world. Only by God's amazing grace he have called us out of darkness into the kingdom of light. He have called us for such a time as this in 2023. God is still in the soul-saving business. He's still calling people back in right standing with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember that mankind desperately need the grace of God on our lives in order to be saved, because we could not have saved ourselves. Beloved, under the old law, you had to keep it perfect in order to be blameless. We are reminded that the Bible says in the book of James 2 verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend or stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. You see, no human could do this except for one, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is only through him that the grace of God is possible. Where it says, again here we are reminded, that the Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We are saved by God's amazing grace. Yes, believer in Christ, God offers a free gift, but he demands an obedient faith. I'm going to say that again. God offers a free gift, but he demands an obedient faith we are reminded that God is a loving God. He's a God of love, mercy, and grace. He loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. The Bible says that every good gift, every perfect gift, come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning. For an example, when we talk about God amazing grace, and he have called us for such a time as this, we are reminded when the nation of Israel was going to the promised land, and when they got to the city called Jericho, Jericho was a free gift that was promised to the children of Israel. But in order to receive that gift, they had to obey God's word about walking around that city 7 days, walking around it. And then on the last day, the seventh day, then make the loud noise with the shouting and the trumpet sounding. Again, it was not until they obeyed God's word that the receiving of the free gift was manifest, to where the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Yes, obedience, faith, as you stretch out in faith and you walk in obedience to what God has instructed you to do, his amazing grace will cause a positive result to take place. We're reminded also about this king by the name of Naaman, who had leprosy. And the prophet Elijah sent word to him that he could get healed by going to the dirty Jordan River and dip in it 7 times. It wasn't until Naaman obeyed what was said by the servant of Elijah that when Naaman obeyed by following the instruction that was given to him, he received the free gift of God. A cleansing took place. His skin, hardly became smooth, very smooth. He was made whole and healed by the power of God. It's only because of God's amazing grace. We are reminded when it comes to obedience, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the same thing holds true today as born-again believers in Christ in 2023. We do not receive and cannot receive God's grace, the gift of grace, until we obey God's command, the instruction that he has given for us to do. You see, God wants full obedience, because partial obedience is still disobedient. But when you line up and you position yourself for God's grace, his mercy, to absolve you, to be part of your lifestyle, obey God. God will do his part, but he's waiting to see if you're going to obey him. He's waiting to see when your faith will be tried. How will you respond? You're called by God's amazing grace. Bible says, hallelujah, God's grace.
Been through so much in my life, tried everything, but
but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so,
tells me so.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. Hallelujah, whatever you are believing God for, we just want to come in complete agreement with you. Amen. That the Lord would just have his way. Amen. God wants us to do things decent and in order. By the word of God says, if any two of us come to agreement such and anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. As we touch and agree, we are believing God, hallelujah, for his perfect will to be done in your life as well as your family's life. Amen. We believe in God that 2023 will be a year of prosperity, a year of new beginning, a year of a fresh start. And we want to do better this year than in 2022. We want to do better. So in order to do better, we gotta study. We gotta pray. We gotta seek God's face on a daily basis. Hallelujah. We must do what the Word says. According to Matthew 6:33 says, "But first seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of His righteousness, and everything else shall be added." Amen. So we want to make sure that our life is an example to others that are watching us. Hallelujah. That may never open up the door or come to a door of a building in an assembly, hallelujah, where the word of God is being preached. But they're watching you. Bible says that we are epistles read of men. So our lifestyle has to line up with what our confession is, hallelujah, in order to reach one. One can reach one and go and just keep on evolving, revolving, because God wants us to reach out beyond the four walls of the building into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the hour. This is the hour, hallelujah, to get right with God. This is the hour to let God know how, hallelujah, how we want to be part of what he's doing in the earth in 2023. So again, we are talking about your call by God's amazing grace. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, 11, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men." The Apostle Paul teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, live uprightly and godly lives. People of God, whenever we become a Christians, we accepted God's grace. We became his servants, and we are to do our duty. And when we obey God's word, we become servants to follow God's agenda on a daily basis. So, believer of Christ, do not take the grace of God for granted. No, because his amazing grace is what's keeping us. His amazing grace is what's helping us to go forward in the things of God, to be led by his Holy Spirit on a daily basis. The Bible says here in the book of Romans 6, verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Beloved, one of the greatest things about God's amazing grace is that when we do sin, his grace can cover all sin over and over again. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. Even in our shortcomings, we can come to him according to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says here in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Notice, people of God, in this verse, the action word, walk. As believers in Christ, we must be walking in the light. That is striving to serve God in order to continuously have our sins cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Beloved, it is very easy to see that when a person is baptized into Christ, that they are baptized into his death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead, when we are raised from the watery grave of baptism, and we begin to walk in newness of life, this is when we accepted God's saving grace through our obedient faith in the working of God. Yes, believer in Christ, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our lives, did walk. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and through 16, be careful. Be careful. Then, be careful how you live, not as fools, but as. Be careful how you live, not as fools, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil that we are living in. You are called by God's amazing grace. Sometimes we as Christians simply lose sight of God's grace, and we go through life thinking and hoping that we are saved. You see, when you come to that place in life, when you know that you know that you know that you're in right standing with God, it really don't matter what other people say or what other people do. It really don't matter what they say about you. They can call you everything but a child of God. But when you have the confidence of knowing who you are and whose you are in Christ, you know that the greater one, greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, the word of God let us know that we can know that we are saved by the grace of God that has been applied to our lives. See, the word says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, it says, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected, whereby know we that we are in him. So, beloved, we know, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember that God's grace is a wonderful gift, and it is available to us all. So thank God for his amazing grace. Thank God for extending grace and mercy on your life on a daily basis. Yes, child of God, you are reminded that in order to fully understand God's amazing grace, you must first understand where you stood before. Where you stood before your Creator and before Jesus stepped in your life to rescue you. Yes, beloved, every walk with God must begin with an honest investigation of where we came from and where we are headed. That's why it's very important on a daily basis. Hallelujah. To check yourself before you wreck yourself on a spiritual sense basis. Examine yourself. Make sure you're in the faith, that you're following God in spirit and in truth, that you're following him honestly from your heart, that you're following him being led by his Holy Spirit, which will lead and guide you to total truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, from the beginning, we were all guilty of falling short of God's holy standard, and we rightfully deserve the penalty of eternal death. But because of the mercy, God's mercy, because of his grace that have been applied to our lives, we are thankful and grateful. Because see, in the book of Romans, 6 verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So spiritually speaking, We were blind. We were blind at one time, spiritually blind, and we were also doomed. We were in hopeless condition, unclean, and on our way to an eternity in hell. We'd raise our eyes. But because of God's amazing grace, he kept us. So without grace, salvation was what salvation wouldn't have been given. Salvation would have not been given. But God, he was driven by love, the love of God that passes all our understanding. And knowing that he would be legally obliged to administer divine justice in the face of our sin, God devised a plan to effectively work in our favor. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is the one that decided to send his only son, his begotten son, to the cross to take the punishment of our sin, all of them, upon himself, so that if we, as children of the Most High God, if we receive Christ into our lives as Lord and Savior, Christ would come and take up residence in our heart. So looking through the lens of grace and absolute unconditional love, the Father would then be able to look at us and see the perfection of Christ in us and legally bypass the punishment that we deserve. God's grace is amazing because it is an undeserved and free gift. Though it costs us nothing, it costs Jesus everything. So remember these three things which happen with a relationship with Jesus Christ. First of all, our sins became forgiven. Second, you are given a purpose for living. Third, you have a home waiting for you in heaven. So stay in faith, walk in obedience, be led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And when Jesus comes back for a church, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. What a blessing to know, child of God, that in 2023, we can be wrapped up, tied up in the things of God. So stay in faith. Come to the place where it's being tested. Stand firm, unmovable, steadfast in your confession of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Yes, beloved, God is faithful, and he's reliable in his nature to forgive us of our shortcomings. Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that God, which had begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, God will keep working in your life until he have completed his work in you. So God will stick by you through thick and thin. God will sustain you. God promised in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, beloved, in the process of healing you, in the process of restoring you, hallelujah, let him create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit steadfastly within you. When you have fallen, God will pick you up. Yes, believer in Christ, it is so much a wonder that God's grace is called amazing. Yes, we are pulled from our sinful lives and set on solid ground by God's amazing grace. We are forgiven and made clean by God's amazing grace. We are given the strength to make it through the world, to make it through in the world that we live in each and every day by God's amazing grace. We are healed of our brokenness by God's amazing grace. We are created anew and set right with God by God's amazing and grace. You see, God's grace is his positive action towards us, even though we have not earned it. No wonder John Newton could sing that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Remember this, always, according to John 1, verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Yes, grace comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. See, God's purpose for your life is for you to help others come to Christ. Yes, God has placed you here on planet Earth to help one another in 2023, to encourage one another, to support one another, and to pray for one another on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, so tell others about God's love and mercy and about God's amazing grace. Remember this, when you get weak, when you get a little tired, when you feel like throwing in the towel, reminisce, hallelujah, reminisce on God's goodness. Reminisce on the one that created you, the one that knows all about you. Remember, you are called by God's amazing grace. God's grace is for us. God's grace is for every child of his. Hallelujah. Because of his grace, because of his mercy, he's sending his son back, Jesus Christ. He's coming back one day. Hallelujah. To rapture the church, to take us home to glory. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people, to take them to a prepared place. He's coming back to take us home to heaven. While we're here on planet Earth, let's do our part of what he have called us to do. He have called us for such a time as this. It's only by God's amazing grace. It's only because we are special in God's eyesight. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For the God that we serve, he's awesome. The God that we serve, he's merciful. The God that we serve, he have adopt us as born-again believers and set us in the family of God. He will allow us to come on in after we repented of our sin. There may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the time to get ready and be ready for when he comes. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once you come to that place and you totally gave your life to Christ, once you come to that place of realizing you need help on a spiritual basis because of God's grace, hallelujah, it's just a matter of repenting and let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed, humbling yourself on bended knees and bowed down head. After you realize that making a confession and a belief, according to Romans 10:9-10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, but with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called. We are called by God's amazing grace. That grace, the grace of God, we may not understand it. We may not, hallelujah, we may not understand, but one thing that we do, we got to keep pressing through our own mess in order to get God's best. God's amazing grace is provided for us on a daily basis. God's amazing grace is what's keeping us. God's amazing grace is what's helping us to endure this time while we're here. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Well, bless God. This apostle does it. Well, then you know, amen. We just thank God for you, as we bring this message to a close. We say amen, amen, and amen. If you have any questions or anything that you want to us to teach on, feel free to write us. Feel free to drop a line to us by reaching us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. You can address to it Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Have a wonderful, blessed night and a blessed week in Jesus' name. Jesus, tarry, God's willing. Hallelujah. On this Friday, amen, we will be on the road again for the glory of God. Keep us up in prayer, and we'll do the same for you. God bless. Good night.